Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. This morning, I have two guests in the studio with me. I have Brian Wilson. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
And I have Gail Young. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning.
Brian, do you mind telling us a little bit about, you're the executive director of the Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness. And do you mind just giving us a little bit of a picture of what that means, what that looks like?
Yeah, sure. Great question. So we are a statewide organization that works to develop strategies to increase the availability of affordable housing and end homelessness in Alaska. And so that takes many forms. Part of our organization is about tracking client-level data to see who's accessing housing resources across the state, what types of resources they're accessing, and when they're eventually placed into a unit, is that a successful placement? We also host an annual conference every year for folks to come and learn about what other communities are doing to address these issues, and we also do a lot of advocacy at the local, state, and federal level.
And what brought you to Sitka specifically?
Yeah, so I was really excited about the invitation to come here to Sitka. It's been some time that I've been wanting to come in and learn about what's happening on the ground. A couple months ago, I was approached by Gail Young and Dory Farrell from the Sitka Homeless Coalition after they had watched a video from one of our conferences last year. And they said, oh, this is great information. You know, it'd be really wonderful to have the coalition come to Sitka and talk about what they do and for me to learn about what issues they're currently working on now. And so last night we had a wonderfully attended town hall at the Centennial Hall. About 35 people came. I gave an update on what we're working on, and we had an hour-long conversation that was really spirited too at times about how Sitka as a community can come together and address the homeless issues that they're seeing here on the ground.
So Gail, you are a part of this Sitka Homeless Coalition, and can you just tell us a little bit about the work that you guys have been doing?
Well, I think most people will remember that we partnered with the Presbyterian Church last fall and into December there, hoping that we could get a winter shelter, night shelter, for primarily the men who are out unsheltered right now during the months of October 1st to April 1st. And unfortunately, not because there was some objection, because there was really very little objection compared to how much support there was from neighbors, but just because of the conditions at the Presbyterian Church, it became clear that they could not go forward. And so we withdrew our application for a permit from the city. And we just have been kind of getting our administrative part together, incorporating bylaws, our business license, mm-hmm. and just finishing up the 501(c) application. And we're looking now for a space. We're ready for a space. We would love to get these guys undercover this fall. If they choose, it's just an option.
And Brian, you were mentioning that you have some, like a picture of what homelessness and affordable housing looks like in Sitka. Do you mind describing that a little bit?
Yeah, so a lot of people forget that homelessness and affordable housing are interrelated. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of great information that we collect every January of every year, where we do a point in time count and survey folks that are literally homeless at that time. But we also partner with our national partners, the National Low Income Housing Coalition, mm-hmm. Who does an annual report called the Out of Reach Report. And this is 2018 data that came out 2 weeks ago, which basically looks at how much an individual has to make per hour in order to not exceed 30% of their income on rent or utilities in a fair market rental. And if you look at the Alaska numbers, they calculated that an individual would have to make $24.80 an hour in order to afford a fair market two-bedroom rental. And this is problematic because they also calculate down to the community level how much an average renter is currently making per hour. So in Sitka, 44% of our households here are rentals, and the average renter is only making $13.96 an hour. So we see this big gap between what an individual has to make in order not to be rent burdened and what an individual is actually making now. And this, when you're looking at the homelessness picture, can be concerning because that means folks are in an unstable situation, spending a lot of their income on just the rent and utilities, and not having extra expenses for childcare, for healthcare, for paying down debts or student loans, and it becomes an unstable environment. And that's something that we have to look at upstream or in preventing homelessness at a local, state, and federal level.
And so what are some ideas here in Sitka, or what are ways that that we can lessen that gap? That feels quite immense.
Yeah, so it is definitely a big gap to make ground on. I really encourage the community to come out and get involved in local planning efforts. There have been a lot of communities that have done a lot at the city level to encourage the development of affordable housing, getting creative in how they're zoning, looking at their comprehensive plan and planning for the development of these types of properties, and even entering public-private partnerships with developers to lessen the costs of construction and get those rental costs down.
And Gail, what brought you to be a part of this in Sitka, be a part of Sitka Homeless Coalition?
Well, I've been thinking about this. I've been in Sitka for a couple of times for maybe a total of 10 or 12 years, but I've been thinking about these fellows. I had a job several years ago, and I worked with some of them and got to know them and have remained friends with them on the street since then. And so they've never been far from my mind. And I just met up with a friend last fall, and we were talking, kind of renewing our friendship, and we both started talking about homeless folks that we knew here in Sitka. And we just, in a flash, just said to each other, let's pledge to do something about this and to not stop until we do, because there's been many efforts, and there's been many successful efforts that have lasted for a while for people to have shelter, like at the, say, at the Episcopal Church, you know, and, and even Salvation Army years ago used to have a spot for men, you know, but all of that has disappeared. And so we just started, and of course we were excited right away when the Presbyterian Church, when we found out that they also were working on this project. And so we thought, oh, this is easy, because we thought it was going to take years for us to get a building together and all of that. And so for a little while we were quite excited, but then reality set in. And we're just continuing now. We're just continuing one step after another. And I, you know, I was just telling Brian earlier, it was just wonderful last night to see so many longtime Sitkins coming out. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of, these folks need to make their own way and we don't want to get involved with this. There was more like people speaking from their hearts and saying, you know, we can do this. There's not that many homeless people in Sitka that we can't do something to offer them. Yeah.
And there's another opportunity to join this conversation today at the library, right? Another town hall kind of round table at 1 p.m. at the library. And Brian, will you also be there for that?
Yes, I will. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. It's another great opportunity for folks that might have missed last night. 1 o'clock at the library. It's going to be facilitated by the city of Sitka, which is exciting. And it'll be another chance for me to talk about the work that we do and also have a multiple stakeholder conversation on what Gail was just mentioning is, you know, how do we come together and address this issue? Even it might be small, but it does take a lot of coordination to address in the community.
And Ryan, I was just wondering, like, you do this across the state and this is a big job. And I guess what keeps you doing it? What keeps you traveling and talking to people about homelessness and affordable housing?
You know, when you see the positive things, the great impact that communities are doing across the state. You know, this is my first visit to Sitka, and it's going how a lot of first visits go. There's a lot of what do we do, how do we get organized? But you'll see down the line as you start setting goals and accomplishing those goals, the real change that you're making in people's lives. And I've seen that play out so many times across the state. And I think all of us know people who in our families or friends who have fallen on hard times and maybe didn't even get out of those hard times. But to see that positive change in Alaskans time and time again across the state is really what fuels my fire for this position.
If you were just joining me, I have Brian Wilson, the Executive Director of Alaska Coalition on Housing and Homelessness, and I have Gail Young, a member of the Sitka Homeless Coalition, in the studio with me, and we're talking about this new Brian's visit here to Sitka in a town hall meeting that's happening today at 1 p.m. at the library. If you have any questions or you need to get in contact, Brian, do you mind sharing how people could get in contact with you?
Yes, absolutely. So since I do travel quite a bit, email is always the best. And my email address is director@alaskahousing-homeless.org. Or you can jump on our website, sign up for our newsletter, or look at the latest data, and that address is alaskahousing-homeless.org.
And Gail, how could people get in contact with Sitka Homeless Coalition?
I think the easiest way would be to give a call. Number to be used would be 738-0108, which is my number. I'd be glad to talk with anyone.
Thank you both so much for being with me this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.